Yeah. And then your water's gonna start coming out of here into the gully, and it's coming out of full flow. Your water done ran out your gully before it drained off your field, and it's gonna give it a tendency to wash you a gap.
A gap is just a little place, you know?
Yeah, it'll start as a little place, but it'll wash it.
How big a little gap? That'll get
it. It'll wash from the, if you got it, let's say a 20-foot drop from the top of your field to the bottom of your gully.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna wash you about a 10-foot gap.
Wide?
No, from the field, deep. It'll wash your gap about 5-6 feet wide. Then if you leave it long enough, it'll wash it more than that. The more you leave it, the more it's gonna wash.
But a gully is a what? What is a gully? That's just a...
Well, that's a place where...
Where there's water?
Yeah, for the water to drain off.
Is it?
The fields and stuff, you know.
Okay. Something that you would cut in the field for the water to drain off now?
Oh, that would be a levee.
Okay. Or a place, you know, that you dig yourself for water to drain off?
Yeah, you can dig a ditch. This canal, that's something that the state does.
Yeah.
Is
dig ditches yourself.
The state does.
But a gully doesn't have any. What about something that would have a lot of trees, say, standing in it?
Well, that could be a gully either bar. Because the gullies get a whole lot of them, but not the way they grudge them so often, you don't see too many. But the bars, they have quite a bit of trees in. And what they're doing there, the state's poisoning them trees. And when it ran a flood, them old rotten trees start to break up, and they grow pile against bridges. And first thing you know, the bridge and wash out. If it's not a concrete bridge, that's what happened over there.
The trees is what did, you know, bridged out and the water rolls and they hit that drainage canal. And they see it's what's breaking up that bridge.
Really?
The same thing happened right down there. I had to go down there with a backhoe. But what happened, the water wasn't as high as it was. What I did, I just got on the bridge and mashed the trees down and let them pass. And when they went down, we were supposed to go in there and burn them, because all they did is just went on the other side of the bridge and got hooked on other trees. And they just piled up right there.
Oh, now, just a little place where water would flow would be a
drain ditch, yeah.
Hmm. Have you got something, say, smaller than a bayou?
You got a gully.
Okay, all right. You know what a coulee was? What's that?
Well, that's just a French name for a gully. The Frenchman would call it a coulee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Water doesn't run in a gully all the time.
No. It's very seldom. Some gullies are running, but very few of them.
Yeah.
If you take like that big gully that goes... that passes by Mr. Green and them over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's very seldom you get a flow of water in there.
Oh, that time, you know, right after rain, but afterward.
If you get a dry season for cattle, well, they use that for, the farmers use that for the cattle and everything to drink in. But if you get a dry season, they got to pump water in it for the cattle to have water.
Hmm. Now, when you go back in the woods, you might run into kind of a low place, you know, where you might find a lot of duck or anything, or a game back there. What's that?
You would call that a slough. They got in the woods, they got a, you don't find too many of them around here, but in Jeff Davis Parish and